You're supposed to say the lines.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that?
Yes.
Public service announcement. If you're using opinions or other opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. And my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears. So listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show. So the scenes and the sounds could be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show. Subscribe, follow, you know the drill, wherever you watch, wherever you listen, and thank you so much for your support. What is up, everybody? It is Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal Perspective and founder of Geeks Paranormal. And today on Exploring the Paranormal Perspective, I have the one, the only Ron Haskett.
Hello,
how
everybody.
How are you?
I'm so great. How are you?
I am, like I said, hanging there like a hair in a biscuit. I am loving it. Living the dream.
Must be a slow news day if you have me on here.
Oh, whatever.
Especially without a tooth.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. It's awesome to have people, especially people that a lot of people don't know, because it enlightens them. It broadens the view of anything and everything. And to me, a lot of the people that are out there already are so sold out. It's not even funny.
Yeah,
and I'm over that.
Right. Yeah. Learned a lot of lessons about that over the years.
Right. Me too. Trust me on that one.
Boy.
I mean, you've been doing this a lot longer than me. I've only been in this for a little over a decade. But how long have you really been in the paranormal?
I've only been doing the paranormal since 2018.
I thought you were that. Well, not the paranormal itself, but your gifts have been there.
Well, yeah. When my dad had lung cancer, I was 15, and he was very ill, and I was asleep in my room one night, and I woke up, and I see this bright pig standing in front of me, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I froze, you know, I was terrified, and I thought, okay, I'll hide under the covers. Maybe whatever it is will leave. And I peeped out. And they extended their hands to me. And I screamed like a little baby. Like, it terrified. You know what I mean? And after that, my dad passed. I didn't really have any more experiences. But then my mother passed in 2009. And it was just craziness all the time.
She wanted you to know she was there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she did. I thought I was losing it, you know, because stuff would move. And no, it was weird.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you were in the paranormal from 2018 to when?
2021. I kind of overstayed my welcome a little bit. So,
why?
Well, I started the paranormal in 2018 because I had heard the story of Inez Gibson. Inez Gibson is a little girl that lived in Malvern, Iowa, and 12 years old, tragically found hanging by a rope in her closet. And when I heard this story on television and finding out that her parents left her and her aunt and uncle took her in and she had all these problems, I'm like, wow, I have a lot in common with this kid. And I told myself I have to go help her. My wife said it's only 15 minutes from where she works. We went, and after that, I was hooked, you know. And it wasn't me going and looking for a scare, excuse me. It was me just wanting to say, hey, you know what? All this time later, you're still loved, you're still thought about, talked about, you matter. And that's how it all started. And actually, today's her birthday, August 6th. Yeah, it's crazy. So I was
Happy
excited.
birthday, Inez.
Yeah, I was excited when you offered to stay. I'm like, maybe that's the time that I should do it, you know?
I think it might be. I think it might be because we've known each other for, oh my goodness.
5 years.
Yeah. We've known each other for 5 years, and you were so, I mean, it was every day talking about Inez, and you were really sad that she had just kind of distanced herself or did other things.
So after answering the call, my documentary that came out, after it was done filming, I knew that my job in the paranormal was done. Calling, not job. I was hurt, you know, but I'm like, no, it's just my imagination. And I overstayed my welcome, you know, and I truly believe that the spirits of the manor allow things to happen to push me out to say, you know what, we've taught you everything you need to know. Go on about your life. Because they taught me very important life lessons outside of the paranormal. They taught me the best response is no response. Because I would go there and people would just challenge him and really talk crazy. And nothing would happen. And as soon as they would leave, the whole place would just come to life, you know? And that's one of the biggest, most important lessons I've ever learned.
Now, do you think that the people that go in to do this, do you think they're kind of let's say what's the word I'm looking for? They're not well versed in the paranormal, or do you think they think that they're just getting all this stuff off of TV and saying, okay, these people are doing it, so we need to do it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think that they watch shows like Ghost Adventures and they're like, oh, I can do that. And they just go in there and they challenge and they act crazy. And they end up in a lot. I mean, a lot of times they are ignored. But there are times that if you go in with a legit chip on your shoulder, they will react and you're not going to like the outcome.
Now, do you think it's important whenever you go into a building, regardless of where it's at, to maybe approach it like you're actually approaching human beings because that's what these entities were?
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing, right? Like, I quit calling myself a paranormal investigator. I'm a paranormal conversationalist. When I would go into the manor, it wasn't, okay, guys, turn on the flashlight. Did we have those conversations? Absolutely. But for me, it was more, hey, Gracie, I'm here. How are you? And I would go to the shadow hall and greet him and go to Inez's room. I would make my rounds throughout the building. There's been a couple times you would go into the building and it was like walking into the middle of like a world war or something. You could feel the negativity and the just that kind of bad energy there. And I would literally give talks like, hey guys, I'm here. I know you don't feel well. What's up? And I would just talk, if someone says something to hurt you, I'm sorry. The fact of the matter is, you've been gone a long time, but yet a lot of people, thousands of people, are still talking about you. You won. You are the winner in this situation. No matter what they've done to you during your life, you're still a winner, and you're still very much human, and you're still cared about. I think that's what matters, because there are dark, evil entities, but there's also grandmas and grandpas, and you have to really use your head to know the difference. Follow your heart.
Exactly.
Follow your heart.
Exactly. Go in with compassion and empathy of what happened in the situation, not to go in so aggressive that
Correct.
everything's a demon. Not everything's a demon, y'all.
No,
I
not
mean, knock on
everything.
wood, I have yet to encounter one.
I was very fortunate in my times, because I've seen people at Malvern just be destroyed, absolutely destroyed. And it scared me. It scared me bad. Like, I've never prayed on an investigation because, okay, I'm bringing myself into this situation. So, God, I'm not going to ask you for help, because it's me being stupid and doing it on my own. Not that paranormal investigating is stupid, but sometimes you know
Right.
not to do stuff.
Yeah.
So, one time I was there with a friend, and she just blacked out, and they cleansed her. They done everything they could, and she just wasn't recovering at all.
Oh, no.
And yeah, I said, well, go to your car, sleep it off. And eventually I woke her up. She was still out of it. And I prayed. I said, God, I don't know what to do. Please, please, please help. And when I opened my eyes from the prayer, I swear to you, I saw two red lights shoot out of her. And after that, she was fine. She was 1,000% fine. But that done a number, because then it's not acting. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
not that she would, not that I thought it was, but
Right.
when you see that, it's like a whole new level of convinced.
Oh, God. What do you think it was that was on her?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. There are just things in the manor, entities, I don't want to call them things, entities in the manor that don't enjoy people. They don't enjoy, and the craziest thing is, she told me when she got there, she said, I had a dream last night that we were attacked in the manor. And because I was arrogant, I was like, oh, not me, they love me. Which thankfully they did do. But yeah, like, she totally called it. It was
That's
crazy.
crazy. Now, when did you start, well, seeing and hearing the other side?
So I don't see and hear a lot. I can tell you with Inez, it was a very different situation. We were having her birthday party at the manor, because I said, so many people talk about your death. Let's celebrate your life. And that entire week, I had flashes in my mind of what happened to her, why it happened to her. And it put me on like sensory overload. I thought, this isn't right. I thought maybe I had gone too far, and it was terrifying for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So you think the spirits pushed you out, or do you actually honestly believe within your gut that they pushed you away?
I truly believe that they have, I don't want to say push, they've
The
released me.
best intentions.
Yeah, with the best intentions, because when I well I had a scandal we may talk about, when I was there the last time, well, I went there for an interview, I'm sorry, when I'd done my
No,
last
you're fine.
investigation of the place, I was there, and I, with my friends, sat down and had a very honest and open conversation with who we call the Shadow Man. And I said, "Hey, pal, you know, I really believe that I'm meant to move on. And I, you know, I love you guys. I just feel like it's time, you know." And that conversation happened. I said, "Before it does, will you please show yourself to me?" Because he was going to the last time I asked him to. And when we saw him, he came out of his room, one step, and he was in the center of the hallway. When he turned like that, there was this massive outline of a man. And
Oh,
without,
whoa.
yeah, without thinking, I told my friend, I was like, "Turn on the
You
flashlight."
can
You know what I
cuss.
mean? No, I'm bad. But you know what I mean? Like, it really scared me. So this time I'm like, "Okay, I'm ready. I want to have this experience with you." And as we're sitting there talking, he just walks between us like that. And
Oh
as he
my
walked
God.
between us, it was the most insane peace that one could probably experience. It wasn't fright, it wasn't fear. It was, he thought so much of us that he
Oh.
would make himself vulnerable and do that for us. And
Wow.
I'm forever thankful for that. Out of all the spirits there, I really miss him the most.
Wow, I thought that you would miss Inez the most, but really it was him.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, I truly feel like I helped Inez, and you know, she doesn't need me anymore. But my heart goes out to him because he's such a broken person. You know, he, it's just sad. You know, his story is sad. And, you know, not sad as in feel sorry for him, but, you know, he deserved better than what he got.
I
That was
understand
something
completely.
sad.
I understand completely. So you got out of the Malvern Manor scene pretty much in 2020.
2021, yeah.
2021. And what have you been doing since then?
Recuperating.
Recuperating?
I've learned so many lessons about people and about the paranormal, and you know, it's very hard, because one of the hardest things for me was once I walked away and I no longer had keys to one of Iowa's most haunted locations, my friends started falling away. You know, before it's, "Oh, hey, how are you? Let's do this, let's do that." And when you quit holding events, and when you quit, you know, doing all this stuff, you get kind of left in the dust some. And that sucked, but you know what? You move on, you move forward, and God knows my heart. God knew my heart. I don't have any real regrets. I went into the paranormal with the most pure intentions, and that's what I have today. Absolute pure intentions.
So what is calling you back?
Now, no one said that they were calling me back. They're, I don't know. It's really odd because there has been a lot of activity in my apartment lately. We have a cart that we put laundry in, and the wife and I were watching television the other night, and we heard this crash come down. Something picked that cart up and threw it down. It scared the hell out of me.
Oh, I bet.
And she's like, "Go look and see what that was." Like, you know what that was. You know what that was. My mom visits me a lot more. Last Mother's Day, I was kind of just out of it, grieving her. And All of a sudden, my fire alarm just starts going off like crazy. Beep, beep, beep. We weren't cooking. I was on the sofa. The wife was getting ready to go somewhere. And it wouldn't stop. And finally, I'm like, get the point. You're here. And then, boom, silence. You know?
Right.
Something that happened just yesterday that I didn't even tell my wife about because I wanted to save it for this. The night before last, I had a terrible anxiety attack. And I thought my heart was going to explode. I was so afraid. And somehow I went to sleep, but I woke up and I was still in that state of fear. And I went to the living room and I just tried to lie down. And as I began to doze off, I saw this vision. And I'm not saying, ooh, I see dead people, but I saw like this vision of my mom. And in my hand, it felt like she was holding, not like this, but like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most outstanding experience I've ever had.
It, oh my gosh.
It done so much. It literally healed my heart, you know, because it's like, I'm still here. I still got your back. You're not alone.
Right.
You know, because when I was in the paranormal world, I don't want to say a lot because I wasn't well known, but people knew who I were. And I can tell you, just because people know who you are doesn't mean you're not going to be lonely.
Right.
You know, fame is an elusive shadow. During the paranormal situation in July of 2020, I was actually hospitalized. So no one knows this stuff. I was actually hospitalized because I couldn't do it anymore. I did not want to live. And the wife was like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I can't do it anymore. She's like, what? I can't do this anymore. I can't exist anymore. I was so lonely. I was so sad. And for whatever reason, there was such a hole in my heart. I couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't even. I had gotten to the point where I could kind of channel Inez from the manor. And I couldn't even do that. Like, I was an absolute train wreck. It was terrible. It was terrible.
I had no idea you had gone to seek help.
Yeah. Oh,
but that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing that you did.
Well, it's a good thing I got the hell out of there. Yeah.
That, too.
They took my phone, my belongings. They took my clothes. Now, that's scarier than any paranormal experience.
All right.
And but anyhow, and then I heard these big metal walls just, and I was just in this enclosure.
Wow.
And I said, God, if you get me the hell out of here, I'll never go back. You know, I'm okay, God.
Uh-huh.
And this beautiful black nurse came to me and she said, what's wrong? And I looked up at her. I said, and she's like, wait a minute. Aren't you that paranormal guy that was in here a couple months ago? And I kind of like got out of like, yeah, I am. Why? She's like, what happened? You were so, you know, so much life and so much encouragement. And what happened? I was like, I don't know. She's like, what can I do for you? I said, give me an Ativan. And she's like, all right, I'll get you a hat. I said, no, please get me a whole. And she brought me a whole Ativan, came back a little while later. She said, now, what can I do for you? Get me out of here. She let me have her phone to call my wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And totally broke protocol to call my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She then called my wife, and I made it out of that place, and I've not been back. I refuse to let myself get to that level anymore.
Right.
You can't do it.
That's strength there, Ron. That's strength, because a lot of people cannot break themselves out of it.
Yeah.
They can't. I mean,
you have to remember where you've come from, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
As long as there's breath in your body, you have a purpose to be here.
Yep. I mean, anybody that does anything like this, that does it to put it online and put it in front of people, they want some sort of recognition. Anybody out there. Yeah. However, there's a difference between getting recognition and then getting a big head and not true. Remembering where you come from.
That's very true. But unfortunately, ladies first, go ahead.
I'm in it because I want people's stories to get out. I want evidence to get out. I want people to see that this is not just some illusion in somebody's head or things like that. That is my purpose of doing something like this.
Right.
And I don't have money. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. I just want to get this out. Yeah. And if I can, and people can actually see that this isn't a joke, that things like this really does exist. Now, I do it with a light heart because I'm that type of person. I like to laugh. Laughter is the best medicine, period.
Yeah, especially when you're doing dark stuff.
Exactly. You got to have that positive energy. You got to have that positive vibe. And absolutely. Being able to get this out to people, your story, other people's story, the Villisca House story, all those stories. Yes, I this is my passion. This is what I love to do. Well, and whenever I say this is not my show, this is not my show. It's my guest show.
That is amazing. I just want to say it is very hard. It is very easy to be like, hey, look at me. You know, not getting too deep into it, but I came from two parents, biological, who told me I would never amount to anything. I'm not good enough. And, you know, when people are like, oh my God, come be part of this, be a part of that, you do say, okay. And you get that big head, and it's so stupid, you know, because even though I would say, oh, it's all about the spirits, and I try to make it all about the spirits, even then, you can still get caught up in the riffraff of it all. And
that's when you got to take a deep breath and step back and look at your life.
Let's see.
I do that.
I told people, I said, if I ever start getting the big head, let me know. Because they did by leaving me.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They did.
Aw. You know, I'm always like that, too. I'm like, I'm no better than anybody else. My life is the same as everybody else's. It's worth the same as everybody else's.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it to, like I said. Yeah. And I love doing it. I love getting people out there, and I love getting recognition to places that aren't really well known and things like that. That's just my passion.
Yeah.
And I also love to help people. That's why I don't have a lot of stuff online, is because a lot of stuff was personal. It wasn't stuff that I could put online.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned Villisca. That place, every time I even go near it, like it destroys. I can't. Like that whole thing.
I cannot wait to go.
No, because you will get there and you will hear the story and you will be like, oh, okay. And you're going to toddle off and, you know, be like, this place is dead. I want a refund.
No. And then
before you know it.
That's not me. You know me better than that.
I'm just joking. But at the end of the night, you're sitting there and you're like, what the F just happened? Because that's how I was. I'm like, I don't see what the big hype is. And I was on the first floor and I was really sad, emotionally just distraught over what happened. And when I got to like the parents' room, I was pretty blank, like, okay, whatever. Yeah. But by the time I got to the attic, I was full of rage, I was full of anger, and no, I had to pull myself out of it.
Oh. That can be some scary stuff. That can be some scary stuff.
Now we're going to be right back.
Especially when there's empath.
After this brief
Impasse.
Are you looking for a supernatural radio show that is informative and fun?
a when show with topics when you such have as ghosts, that, Bigfoot, yes, psychic energy, spirits, kind of cryptids, and more, hosted by paranormal investigators with years of investigations under their belts? Then look no further than The Calling 2.0, powered by the Sim Crew, hosted by paranormal investigator Jerry and psychic medium Valentina, along with others. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Para-X Radio Network.
And I've always loved this.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. And, wasn't that long, right?
It didn't work.
Right.
For days, I just felt sick. And now,
Right. Oh, my gosh.
There's a great bit of benefit, for being able to read energies. But when you're stuck with a bad one and you don't know what to do, it's pretty hard.
Like, you say you were stuck with this bat. When did this happen?
It was last weekend.
In what?
Kansas City. Yeah, in Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so terrible.
So you went on an investigation, or it was just...
No, visiting people. Just visiting people.
Oh, and my gosh.
I was very out of it for a solid 3 days.
Wow.
It got to the point where I had to sage my house and say prayers.
Is this something that happens to you a lot, or just...
It's happened to me. It doesn't happen a lot, because I don't ever really go anywhere or see anybody. But, one day I went to a mystic shop and something got me there, and it was like for 3 or 4 days I had like this really bad mental thing. Velisca, I went to visit Johnny Hauser once and didn't acknowledge
amazing human being.
Amazing human being.
The sweetest guy.
He is. He's great. Didn't go in the house, didn't do anything for a week. For a week. I wanted to hurt myself, hurt my wife. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
I was scared.
I bet. I would have been scared too. That's crazy. Now, why do you think they connect to you, or they attach to you because of your gift, or?
I don't know. You say gift, that's awkward.
It's a gift. I know some people can claim it to be a curse, but to the ones that are in the field that do investigation and stuff like myself, to me, that's a gift. You have the ability to help spirits, and you have the ability to help people.
The people that are mediums and whatever they call themselves, they have told me that you are a lighthouse, and they come to you because you have this light about you. And it's great. Obviously I 1000% want to help people, but I don't know, is the person there, whether it be a person or not, are they afraid that I will communicate with the children the way I did Inez? I don't know, but I can tell you, I won't even go to people's like, oh, he's so afraid of Sally House. Didn't bother me a lot. Velisca, absolutely not.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
So there's just things in Velisca that's just bad juju.
Yeah, pretty much. And the thing about Sally House, I just remember 2019, we're in Malvern Manor, and the wife and I are in Gracie's room, and we were just talking to her, and suddenly it says Sally is here. I'm like, wait, what? Josh, my friend, had just came out with a great documentary talking about Sally House. And I'm like, is she now connected to this? Like, what the hell is going on? And that year, 2019, actually in August, I had four invitations every weekend that to go there that month. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Absolutely crazy.
That is kind of crazy to have that many after. Wow, that is.
Yeah.
And you went or you didn't go?
No. Well, I went to one. A friend of mine and a couple other people went. But it's sad, but I often joke that thank God my uncle died because I got out of a couple of them. You know? It was terrible. I'm telling you, no, I don't like to travel anyhow, but
yeah.
No, I didn't want to go back.
See, I want to go to the Sally House, but I've heard a lot of things on the Sally House now. I guess the only thing I can do is really just go myself and see. Yeah. Because you got them saying the city won't let you go down to the basement anymore. And then you got some people saying, well, this person went down to the basement. So
really,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. City.
I can tell you that watching the Ghost Adventures episode of Sally House, it screwed me up for days.
Really?
Like, day, yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
Wow.
Don't know why, don't know how, but it maybe.
Now, was that the one with Darren Evans or was that a different house?
I think it
that may be a different house.
I can't think of that guy's name that was living there. But yeah, Tony somebody.
Packman? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. but it was, no, it just screwed with me for days.
Now, is it because of the attachments that's on that house or is it because of Sally?
I don't know. It just got in my psyche and I every time it was time for bed, I'm like, where's she at? You know what
right?
I mean? I was terrified. And now, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Because you were, whenever Inez first came to you.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that different? I mean, I know it's different, but how is it different from the way the Sally House kind of affected you?
One was, oh my God, I have to go help her. The other was, holy hell, I got to get the hell away from this.
Damn. Yeah.
But again, I had this theory when I was in the field, never say no. You know, you go and it doesn't matter if an investigation is the same day as a family reunion. If you're asked to go, you go.
Wow. And
that was kind of a mistake, you know, because you do forget the living sometimes if you're not careful dealing with the dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was something.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at all the different places I'm going to be going this year. Like I'm going to the Hinsdale House tomorrow.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to be there all week. I am so freaking stoked.
That is
I am
amazing.
So stoked. I heard amazing. So many things about that. And Angel Veo, I don't know if you know who she is.
Sounds
amazing human being. I love her. She's the goddess. She is awesome. She invited me to go this week. This is her week. And I'm like, oh, honey, are you sure? And she's like, yes, girl, come on. We need an investigation. So I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm for it. That was last year. And it feels like it was just yesterday that she asked me to go because I can't believe it's tomorrow. But yeah, I'm just so super stoked. Oh, I'm more excited than nervous right now.
Yeah,
I think the closer I get there, the nerves will start kicking in because there's a lot of things that happen at this place and lot of things that I myself haven't experienced as a paranormal investigator. Yeah. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm really stoked. And I'm just grateful that they're going to let me live feed it and
huge.
Yes, I'm going to get to live feed it. So I'll be live feeding it throughout the week. I don't know the times that I'm going to be doing it. I don't know. It's just going to be random. So hopefully those that are following will be able to catch it and watch some, or if not, just go back and watch it because it's going to be awesome and amazing.
Absolutely.
And I told her, I said, when I get there, I want some pizza.
Yeah.
New York style pizza. That's gotta amazing. Have it. She goes, pizza?
Yeah.
I like, yeah, pizza. They always say how different it is there. I want to see what the difference is.
I want to see what the difference opposite. I hear you.
Right.
I used to not like it much. Unfortunately, I like it a little more now.
Well, I'm also stoked because not only do I get to go to the Hinsdale house this coming week, the week after I'll be at the Bell Mansion that weekend.
Oh, in
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah, it's in Indiana. And my birthday is that Friday.
Really?
So, yeah. So the next day, the following day, we'll be doing the Bell Mansion. So I'm looking forward to that too. And in November, we're doing the Pythian Castle and the McIntyre Villa. It's like whenever we went to the Ray County Museum. It's been about a month now.
Really?
And it was awesome. The only thing that I had problems with is, of course, internet connection. Trying to get internet connection because of the walls being so thick. And apparently that area doesn't like Verizon, from what I found out. But I did catch some things while I was there.
Good for you.
And I'll be putting those up soon. But it's amazing when they actually want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And you really don't hear them talking to you. You don't hear it until after you've already done the investigation. But you can sometimes hear them.
Yeah,
or actually get the idea of what they're trying to say to you.
So, a lot of it is just feelings, you know. It's like, you know, taking a pork chop into a Muslim museum. You know, it's not, you know, like there's going to be that tension.
Yeah.
If I feel that tension in the manner, I would just try to talk them down because 9 times out of 10, someone says something stupid, you know, because again, they don't understand that these, for the most part, are people too. There's been a couple times I heard in my house, I was talking to someone one day and I just heard a girl laughing. And I told myself, oh my, first time audibly ever heard it was Inez. And I was like, oh, that guy, guess what? I was so excited. And we were at the manor, same person. And it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. We're all kind of fading off into sleep. And all of a sudden, you hear that little girl giggle.
Oh.
And, yeah, the person's like, oh, my God, she really does come to your. Yeah, like, I'm going to make that up. But yeah, it's amazing.
Now, do you think when spirits are on the other side, do you think they, especially, which is so sad, kids, do you think they get stuck in their childlike form, or do you think they continue to grow in age?
I think it is, what do I think? I think that it is probably, if they age, it's very slow, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, after the documentary of Answering the Call came out, people said that Inez seemed more mature. She seemed happier. I honestly don't know. I mean, one day there won't be any questions because we will know.
Right.
But right now, I really don't have an answer for that.
The only reason I ask that is because I've had a situation in my own experience where a family member passed on when they were young, like really young. They were 9. And I've only had like 3 episodes where I'll get hints that they're around. And it didn't really take me until the 3rd time to realize, you know, this is really odd that this happens. And I get hints thrown at me left and right. And finally, so much that I'm like, okay, I'm listening. What do you want to tell me?
Right.
But I don't get anything. You know, I don't get anything right then. But when I dream, and I rarely remember my dreams, but when I dream, I've seen this child grow from 9 to 21 because he's only like 11 months younger than my oldest son. And every time I'm my mom, I'm okay. And I love her.
Wow.
And wow. I didn't say anything to her until actually recently because I thought I was just, you know, my subconscious was just, you know, throwing stuff at me every once in a while. And I was talking to another friend of mine about it and she goes, no, honey, you need to tell her because he is trying to communicate through you to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right. So I was like, you might think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, and it, every year it had broken my heart to see their pictures thrown up of him and how much they miss him. And I would sit there and just bawl because I would look at my son and him being so close in age to him. And I'm so proud of him and how he's turned out. And I know she would be really proud of him too. And, but not saying anything or doing anything, I think was really weighing on me.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that would be tough.
Because, well, I've, you know, it's like, am I crazy? Is this just happening? But after I told her, a lot of weight just kind of lifted, and it's now it's like, okay, you know, if you want to talk to me, talk to me. I'm here.
Right.
But he's the only one that I've noticed, you know. I'm pretty sure there's probably more out there that's tried to communicate, and I'm just like, ugh.
Right. But, yeah. And that's it.
Like, but that's why I asked. That's why I asked, because I've seen it.
Yeah. And again, the whole honest thing. Very odd, because my parents, okay, I always say six or seven kids in Villisca. Six or seven kids were murdered. Not one time did I say I need to go help those kids.
Right.
You know, they're the ones that, you know, six or seven of them, but no.
And not one. Yeah.
Yeah. And no, I had to go to Malvern. So
yeah, she was pulling you.
She was really pulling you. She absolutely was. And, you know,
I think this is my observation of you over the years.
Oh God.
I believe, well, no, it's not bad. I believe that she was kind of training you to push you forward so you can help others like her. That is my observation.
I would agree, because even though I miss the mark a lot, I no longer see myself as someone that, what I've been shown the last 5 years rains out or rules out anything I was told earlier in life. You know, be anything you want to be. This is America.
Yep.
You
land
know?
Of the free, home of the brave.
Yeah. And I miss the mark a lot. We're human. We fail.
Oh, yeah.
But the difference is staying down and getting up. You know, are you going to sit there and be bitter, or are you going to get up and be better? It makes a difference. Like, I joked about a scandal earlier. Like, in 21, there was screenshots of me asking to see a girl's cans, right? Was it good? No. It was terrible. I should have never done it. Whatever. I wasn't the only one sending the messages from my phone, but that doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Should have never done it. Did I? And I have text messages 2 years later saying, you know what, you're a decent guy. And this person is going to come to our wedding. You know, did I try to fight that? No. It's one of them things that don't, you know, if someone asked me, I would tell them.
Yep.
1,000%. I didn't hide it. But it's kind of one of those things that, you know what, don't respond. Don't say anything.
Sometimes that's all you got to do.
Yeah. Own it and go on about your business.
So, yep.
Yeah. That was.
It just feeds the fire, really. Anything that happens that's negative or anything, I tend to not talk about it publicly. I just let it go, because it's people are going to believe what they want to believe regardless of what you say to them. They just got to see it with their own eyes. So.
Yeah. And that's fine. You know, it's 1,000. You know what? I've lost amazing friends. And a lot of it's been over lies of things that I never said, things I never done.
Mm-hmm.
And it destroyed because I'm not the monster that people have painted me out to be. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I never got the chance to say, this is my side of the story. This is what really happened. You know, here's the photo evidence of this. Mm-hmm. You know, like I have.
Yeah.
But you know what? Again, sometimes you have to just let it go.
Yep. Because it just kind of exit on.
It exit on. And, you know, I could release screenshots of this, that, and the other. But then guess what? I'm no better than those that were trying to bring me down.
Exactly. You
know? So I don't have any hard feelings towards anyone.
You know, I have to thank my husband for a lot of the stuff that's happened to me over the years, because if it wasn't for him or the friends, the true, you know, the good friends that see it and the good friends that knew about anything, they were the ones that were warning me the whole time. Watch out, watch out, watch out. And I'm sitting going, no, everything's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what? I wish someone would have said, hey, I heard this. Is it true? Or,
right.
What are you talking
exactly
about?
You know, give me to come to you and ask you about it, not just sit there and assume.
Yeah, right. Did I make inappropriate jokes? Yeah, I did. But you know what? None of them were malicious. None of them none of them were hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Or they weren't meant to hurt. Yeah. That's all I have to say about
that. Yep. I mean, you got the ones that are going to sit there and watch and come to you regardless. And you're always going to have trolls. There's always going to be trolls.
But you know, that's the thing, though. That is the bigger picture. When I started this, I had no idea what the hell Zoom was I had no idea. I had no idea what a paranormal event was. Like, I just went there to help someone that needed help.
Right.
And got caught up into this whirlwind of, I don't want to say a cult, but, you know, it's clicky and...
Yeah.
Almost
like high school stuff.
Some
of it can be. Some of it can be when you actually look at everything.
Yeah, people draw the lines of, you know, Zach Bagan and who's the other? Nick Roth. And then you have... Who's that brilliant kid on Destination? It's not Destination Fear. Project Fear. Do I need a tap dance or something to keep these people entertained?
I'm good.
There you go.
I'm good. It was something stupid.
Yeah. Dakota, you know, I got to say, because I've not talked about these people since being out of the field. They are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely 1000% phenomenal. And when I heard they were going to the manor, because the manor's always been like my kids, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. It's my heart. And I thought, oh God, what are they going to bastardize? And it was phenomenal, Shay. It was amazing. Another guy that really knocked the manor out, especially with Inez, was, Steve Shippey. He done a show about it, and it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. They thought that Inez was haunting her family, and they went to Inez's grave, and they said, you know what, this is not this girl that is causing all these problems. Like, totally cleared her name. And
good.
That meant a lot to me. You know, someone that has communicated with Inez.
Right.
There are spirits in Malvern Manor that portray themselves to be her.
Yeah.
One day I had my digital recorder going and I heard, I'm like, oh, she's singing. So I go downstairs and I listen to it again. And it was, guess who's hanging? And I'm like, no.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, no, can't do that, homie. So,
no way. Oh my gosh,
it was scary.
That does sound scary.
It was very dark, you know, that you make a joke of that. I mean, yeah. It's just a lot.
Even as a spirit, that's too much.
right. Yeah. It's much.
What do you got coming up? What do you got in store for your future, Ron, in the paranormal?
I like how you're throwing this on me like you know something I don't know. Like, do you know something I don't know?
No.
I'm always open for something. I have one place I really want to go. It's kind of, it's not exactly like Malvern, but I just feel the need that I should really go. And that is, God, I talk about it all the time. And I can't even think of it. It was a poor farm in Iowa.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. But that place is amazing. And they have a guy there named the Joker. He calls himself the Joker. And yeah, I would love to go and, you know, just see what's happening. You know, why are you here? What can I do to help you? Stuff like that.
Was there a way people can reach out to you and ask you?
Is. Absolutely. RonHaskett@gmail.com. Easy peasy.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Ron. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on. The hour is coming up to a close. And I would
thank you for asking.
No problem. I would totally extend it for another hour. However, tomorrow is going to be a busy day for me and I got stuff I got to get prepared for.
I appreciate it. But it's hard looking at myself with one tooth. Oh. Very hard. Very hard.
Oh, you're fine. You're totally fine.
It'll but be thank fixed. You.
Oh, mine was.
There you go.
I had one too. But thank you for being on. I do wish you all the luck in the world, my friend. You have been so kind to me. And
thank you. I appreciate that.
So
maybe we should go to Malvern.
I want to go to Malvern. I do. I've been trying to reach out to Josh, but as Johnny says, he never answers anybody's texts.
He's such a busy guy, or at least he used to be. You
know? Oh, he's still, from what Johnny says.
Yeah, he's just a busy guy. I know podcast. Well, he's doing an incredible thing on YouTube. You know, one day I was on YouTube and it just popped up. Josh Hurd. I'm like, it just doesn't ring like it used to.
Who knows? It may start changing here soon.
You know.
Well, thank you again for joining and being. Don't go anywhere. You've just listened to my interview with Ron Haskett. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget, the end of this month, the 27th of October, I'll be heading down to Little Rock, Arkansas for the Arkansas Paranormal Expo. Come see us, see the Amok crew, Adrian, Pam, myself. Ken's not going to be there, unfortunately. But come and meet us, talk to us, support the museum. Thank you guys so much again for listening, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay free, stay safe, always do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and until next time, bye y'all.